Begin the current daf, Masech the Baba Basra, daf Samach Zayin. Begin three lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. In the theme of the Mishnah, so this parak we're talking about, which we open up with Hamlechas Abayis, when someone sells something unspecified, he's selling this item, what is included in the sale? We spoke about when someone sells a house, what's included. Now the Mishnah continues, Hamlechas Esachatzer. If someone sells a courtyard, unspecified, just says, I'm selling you a courtyard, what is included in that sale? That's what the Mishnah comes to explain. Says the Mishnah, so mocher batim. So the houses that open up into the courtyard are included in the sale. And so to bayrei sheikh and ma'aris, all these different types of pits that someone has in the house, they're also included in the sale of the courtyard. Now, Rashbam alerts that although that we learn when someone sells a house, the bayrei sheikh and ma'aris are not included, but regarding the courtyard, which the courtyard includes the houses that open up into that, that is also going to include the Bayrish Sheikh and Ma'ariz, which is more encompassing, including even the Bayrish Sheikh and Ma'ariz that are going to be bottle regarding the larger structure of the courtyard. Aval Lois Matatlan. But says the Mishnah, but the movable items that are utilities that are used in the house, but are not so permanent, for example, like those items we mentioned, the Samachayim and Aleph, they're not including the sale of the house. So too, they're not going to be including the sale of the courtyard. Now, for sure, other types of movable items that just happen to be in the courtyard, but they're not utilities that are generally used in the courtyard, for sure not going to be included. But even other types of utilities which are used generally in the courtyard, but they're movable, they're not going to be included in the sale of the courtyard. Now, but continues the Mishnah, Bizman Sha'amar Loiba, when the seller tells to the consumer, I'm selling you the courtyard and whatever is inside of it. Then and then everything that's even movable, that however that are utilities that are used for the function of the house and the courtyard, they are things that are going to be included in the sale of the courtyard. Now, however, that does not include just any movable items. For example, if let's say he has wheat or barley in the courtyard, that's not going to be included in the sale. It means movable items that are tishmish habayis, which are generally not included, but when you say whatever's inside, that would include even the movable utilities of the house and the courtyard. Now, continues the Mishnah, but benkech or benkech, either way, in other words, whether if he says, kol ma shebetoyach, I'm selling you, or whether he doesn't, still, loy mochar, it's not going to include in the sale loy asa merchatz, not the bathhouse, because that's not considered one of the primary functions of the courtyard, that's not considered intrinsic to the courtyard, and if, even if he says whatever inside of it, that does not include the bathhouse. Veloyas be'sabat shebetoicha, neither does include the olive press that's inside of it, because although they just happen to be there, but they're not considered intrinsic to the courtyard, and therefore not included in the sale. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he concludes and he says, Hamecher es hachatzer, if someone sells a courtyard, lo yimacher ela avir shel chatzer, he holds that the only thing that's included in the sale is the airspace of the courtyard. In other words, it's literally only the courtyard, but the house or the pits that are open to the courtyard, those he disagrees with the Tanakam. He says they're not included in the sale of the courtyard. Now, although seemingly one should say, whereas the Gemara says later on, the fine zayin beis, let the dumen be my deem. What do you mean? Let's see how much money the guy paid. If it's the house, it obviously adds a lot to this price of the sale. And that says Rashbam, this halacha of ena no lekakoris, you cannot evaluate what was included in the sale by the pricing, because regarding land, regarding property, real estate, that you can always be very expensive, and therefore there's no relativity to define what was included based on that. And therefore he says it only includes the airspace, not the house and the pits that open up to it. So the Gemara brings a brisa tarbon that elaborates on this halacha of our Mishnah. Again, hamlecher es hachatzer, if someone sells a courtyard, so says the brisa, macher batim hachitzainim. So the outer houses, in other words, the ones that are opened up into the courtyard, those are included in the sale. And the batim hapanimim, so through the inner houses, even if they don't open up directly into the courtyard, they're included in the sale of the courtyard. So to ubeis hachul sois, which Rabbi Nachmanel explains, that certain earth, which the earth is sandy type, which they would go ahead and develop glass from there, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, that glass is something that is originally created from sand. Now, so therefore the chiddush of this is, although that it's considered a distinct area, because it's a special type of piece of land in the courtyard area that you make glass from, that's sandy, still that's included in the sale of the courtyard. Continues the Braisa, Chanuyas Pesucha L'Teicha, there are stores that open up into the courtyard. In other words, that this store only sells for the people in this courtyard. So Nimkar Sima, that store is considered part and parcel of the fabric of this courtyard and it's sold with it. Now, but b'she'en pesuchas l'teicha, but if the store does not open up, although it's in the area of the courtyard, but it actually opens up to the rishus rabbim, then einam karsama, then that's not sold together with the courtyard. Let's say pesuchas l'kan l'kan, let's say has an opening for both the people in the public domain and for this courtyard. Then elu ve'elu, nim karsama, then, which the Bach takes out these words, basically means to say that then that type of a store would be sold together with the courtyard. Now, Rabbi Elazar Omer, like he says in our Mishnah, if someone sells a courtyard, he's only selling the airspace of the courtyard. All these other structures are not included in the sale of the courtyard. So the Gemara explains, Amamar, we said in the Braisa that Psuchis Lakan Lakan, if the store has an opening to both the courtyard and to the Rishos Rabbim, so said the Braisa in the Mkarsim of the Tanakhama said that that's sold together with the courtyard. And that has the Gemara a contradiction from another Braisa. Vatan Rebchia taught in the Braisa that regarding a store that has an opening to both Rishos Rabbim and the courtyard, that Einim Karsima, that store is not sold together with the sale of the courtyard. Yet the Braisa told us that it is sold. Says the Gemara, Lekash, that's not a difficulty. Ha, the first Braisa that we brought is Derev Tash Mishtayu Legav. Most of the store sells to the people in the courtyard, that's where most of its utility is. Therefore, it is considered intrinsic to the fabric of the courtyard and sold with it. Ha, the Braisa of Rebchi is derev tash mishtayu labar, where most of the utility is for the outside. In other words, the entryway that's from this main thoroughfare is something that's utilized more than the one that has an opening to the courtyard, and there, but that defines its primary function. So yeah, they're both talking about that they have entryways on both sides, but the first Braisa says that it is sold because most of it, people enter and use it from the courtyard. And Rebchi was talking about where most are from Rishos Rabbim, therefore it's not sold together with the courtyard. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he said in our Mishnah that a mecher sachatz, if someone sells a courtyard, le'mocher el avir shalchatz, the only thing that's sold are not all the houses and the pits, they're not included in the sale, it's only the airspace of the courtyard. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rabba, some have the girsa Amar Rava, that e de Amar, he explains this machlekish Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakhama. It says, if the seller tells to the lekech, to the consumer, when he's selling him the courtyard, he uses the word dirta, he tells him that this dira, this domain, I am selling you, and that's the terminology he uses when he wants to sell him the courtyard. In other words, he doesn't tell him, I'm going to sell you this chatzar. Rather, he tells you, this mother, this dirsa, this dira, this dwelling, what is what I'm selling you, when he's defining for him the courtyard, says Rabba, the kulam aloi pligi debati mashman, that near no one's going to disagree, and that everyone's going to agree that it, there it incorporates and does include the houses that are in the courtyard. Because no one lives in the courtyard. You live in the houses in the courtyard. And therefore, here Rabbi Eliezer would agree that he's selling him the courtyard and the houses because all those together are called this dira, which is the term he's using to define the courtyard. Key pligi, says Rabbi, when do they disagree? Is domale darta. When the terminology he uses is, because actually the Aramaic translation of chatzar, of courtyard, is darta. So it's when they use the term of darta. That's where their machlekes is. Ma, Rabbi Elazar Savar Tarbitza Mashmi. He learns that the word darta means the airspace, because it's since darta is just the Aramaic translation of chatzar, it's like he's telling him, I'm selling you the courtyard, which that just means the airspace of the courtyard. But Umar, but Rabbanon, they suffer, they hold that bati mashma, no, that it does mean and translates into the houses too. Because the word darta and dirta are essentially the same. They both connote the term of dira, where therefore that includes the houses too. Now, according to this first version of Rava, because we're going to shortly see a second version of Rava, it sounds like that when the seller actually says, I'm selling you this chatzar, that then everyone would agree that he's only selling him the airspace of the chatzar. And the Mishnah was actually saying, when they used the words Hamoicher Chatzar, that what the Mishnah meant to say was, if someone sells a courtyard in the terminology that they usually call it, which is the word Darta, so that's where the Machalikis is. Tanakama says that that includes the sale of the houses. And the Blaza says that no, someone that sells the courtyard, even when they use the term of Darta, he's only selling the airspace. But when you use the word Chatzar, that doesn't incorporate any term of Dira. And there, according to the first version of Rabba, says the Rashbam, that everyone would agree would not include the houses. Ikadami, let's say a different version. That Amar Rabbah, he said, no, Ida Amale Darta, if the seller sells the word Darta, the Kula Amale Pligi Debate Mashma. No one's going to disagree that that incorporates the houses too. And that actually is the way the Mishnah had said it, which is Hamoicher Esachatzar, like according to the second version of Rava, that, in other words, the word darta, everyone agrees, connotes the term dira, and that's why the chatzah is called darta. Ki peligi da amalei chatzah. So rather, the machlekes is when they actually use the word chatzah, which again is as the exact wording as we said in the Mishnah of hamoicher esa chatzah. What's the machlekes? Marsa v'chatzah avir mashma. The Rebbe Laza holds that the word chatzah only connotes the ear space. Marsa v'chatzah mishkan, but the Tanakama holds, the Chacham hold that the term chatzah, even if it doesn't use the word darta, yeah, darta, everyone agrees, include the batim. Dirta, darta is all the same, according to the second version of Rabbah. But the chatzer, although seemingly it doesn't incorporate any batim, the Chacham holds, we learn from the chatzer ha-mishkan. The Pasuk says that the length of the chatzer was 100 amas by a width of 50 by 50. Now, including that length of 100 amas is the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Oyel Moyed, which they are like houses, they're dwelling places. And yet the Pasuk, in the incorporation of the chatzer being 100 amas, includes those dimensions of those batim. So from there, we see that batim are included in the sale of the quote, the word chatzer. Now, the Rashbam says it's logical, like the second version of Rabbah, where when he says that the machlekes is when they use the term chatzer, because that's actually the words that we said in the Mishnah. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference according to the conclusion, like the Chachamim, whether you use the term dirto or darto or chatzer. Either way, according to the Chacham, it's going to include the sale of the batim. Continues the Gemara with another teaching on this topic from V'omer Rabba. This time, Omer of Nachman, name of Nachman. He says, Machale chulsus u'metzula. If someone sells someone else a chulsus, which is this land that has sandy that they make glass from, and he's selling him additionally this riverbed, which from there they would take out gold and silver. Or some say that that's where they would catch fish. But either way, if he's selling him these two pieces of property, says Rabbah, Hichzik b'chulsis, if the consumer makes a chazaka on the sand bed, now, that just doesn't refer to a chazaka of Cheskes Gemoshanim, which is the regarding something that we learned elsewhere in this Masech. The rather means to say, an act of acquisition which is done through a chazaka so that the seller cannot retract anymore, whereas we learn that a karka is acquired by either money, document, or with a chazaka by an act of possession. So says Rabbah, if he makes a chazaka on the chulsis, lekana metzula, that is not acquired from the other thing that's being sold that the seller cannot retract regarding that riverbed. And so to hechzik b'metzula lekana chulsis, if he makes a chazaka on the swamp, on the riverbed, he has not acquired with that chazaka that sandy bed. And the reason for this is because these two things that are being sold have two different utilities. This one is for the sand, to make glass out of, and this one is for the gold and silver. And since they have two different definitions, even though they're nearby one to the other, it does not help the chazaka and the chulsus to acquire the metzula. Now, the reason for this is, says Rashbam, is because from the pasuk that we learn out the chazaka of acquiring a karka with a chazaka, the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin of Chavav Menav brings it from a pasuk, v'shavu bo reichem asher tefastem, which is how are you making a tefisa on the land, is through yeshiva. And there's another pasuk there, v'yirashtem oisev yeshavtem ba, with what are you going to be yirashtem inherited, is with yeshiva. Now, from there we learn, and it's specifically the land that he's dwelling on by doing the act of chazaka, or that city which he's dwelling in, that how he's going to be acquiring with that chazaka of dwelling in it. But another city where he's not doing that act of chazaka, he's not going to acquire with the dwelling in that other city. So therefore, here when you have chulsus and metzula, which they're two different things that are separate, with that chazaka that he doesn't want, he's going to only acquire that one and not the other one. Now, this the Gemara asks, Gin, is that really so? But V'amar Shmuel said the following halacha. It says, Mochale esa sadis b'esa medinas. If someone sells someone 10 lands, 10 pieces of property in 10 different countries, which as the Gemara explains, the first pek in Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, in other words, he paid him for all the 10 lands. Now, since the seller already received all the monies of the 10 fields, so all the fields now become a shubid, indebted to the lekech because of the money that he gave. So says Shmuel, it's enough, ki mishehichzik ba'achas mehen, once the buyer makes a chazak on one of the 10 lands, kana kulon, has acquired all of them. So that seemingly refutes this halacha of Rabbah, where he says that, you see that the 10 lands, even though they're very far apart, you could acquire one by doing a chazak on one, even though you're not doing on the other one. So why over here, but when you're buying these two pieces of property, one mitzula, one chulsis, if you do a chazak on one, will not acquire the other one. So that says Gemara, Hasam hu de sadna de arachadu. There, the reason of Shmuel's halacha is because on some level, all the fields are attached through the mass of land that Hashem created of the world, which is essentially one. So when you're making a chazaka one, it's like you were machzik in all of them. Now, Rashbam does forewarn, although that we learn in the Cheskes about enough in the Megillah and Aleph, that when there's two lands and there's one division between the two lands, by making a chazaka on one, you do not acquire the other one. That's not difficult to Shmuel because there was told by Nichse Hager, where that is a passive type of an acquisition without giving any money. Therefore, you only acquire the one that you're doing chazaka on. And the reason is because there's no one that's giving it to him, telling him, here, go ahead, make a chazaka and acquire. Because so too the halacha of Shmuel, if he had not given money for all the 10 fields, you're right, he would only acquire the one that he did a chazaka on. And let's say if he only gives money of half of them, you're right, when he's making a chazaka on one of the 10 fields, he would only acquire the fields according to how much money that he gave. Now, if so, as Rashbam, since we're talking about that Shmuel's halacha is when he gave money for all the 10 fields, so then actually why does he have to make a chazaka on any one of the fields? What do you mean? One of the three ways the karka is acquired is through money, and he doesn't even have to make a chazaka in the first place. And that's a Rashbam. You could say that it's Tomar in a location where they usually write documents. Where there the halacha actually is that he does not acquire the land by giving the money. Rather, he needs to either make a chazaka or write a shtar. As the Gemara says over the Masechtas Kedushin of Chavav Men Aleph, on that Mishnah, that regarding the chasim they have in the charayis, meaning regarding land that it could be acquired with kesef, and that Rava says it's only Tomar in a place where they don't usually write a document. But in a place where they write a document, then actually he's not going to acquire with the money until he writes a document or until he goes ahead and makes a chazaka. Now, so therefore the Gemara continues and says, and you're right, lands, although it's in 10 different countries, since the mass of land connects it, that is going to make it connected. But there's an additional element in Shmuel's halacha. Because v'kulucha de tashmishtahu, because additionally, besides the fact that they're all connected, they're also one utility. In other words, all those 10 fields, they all have the same function of being planted and for agriculture. Therefore, they're all considered like one field through the fact that, A, that they have the same tashmish, and that they're connected through the mass of the land. Avalhacha, but over here in the case of Rabbah, you're right, maybe they're connected, but hod tashmish t'lchod v'hod tashmish t'lchod, but they have different functions, because one is used for the sand, and one is used for either the gold and silver or the fish, and since they have different functions, therefore by acquiring one, you're not going to be, with that chazak, you're not going to acquire the other one. Now, that's one version. Vigad Amr, let's say a different version, as we continue to Amid Beis, that Amr Rabbah Amr Rav Nachman, he says that actually, hichzik b'chulsis, if you make a chazakah on that sandy bed, then kana mitzula, then actually you do acquire that riverbed. And so to like the Bach adds on the words, would be the opposite. If you hichzik b'mitzula, if you acquire the mitzula, kana chulsas. So according to this version, the question is pshita. What do you mean? It's an obvious halacha. What's Rabbi teaching us? If you sell 10 fields, even though in 10 different countries you make chazaka on one, you'll acquire all the rest. So you see from Shmuel's halacha, you know this concept. What is Rabbi adding on? That says the Gemara, Ma'adetei Mahasam Hu. What would you think to say that over there, by Shmuel's halacha, that yeah, by making chazaka on one, you'll acquire all the rest, the Sadan the Arachadu, where it's one mass of land. Aval Hacha, but here, although maybe it's connected in the land, but Hatashmish Lachud, Vahatashmish Lachud, you would think that, but still they have different functions, and therefore acquiring one with a chazaka will not acquire the other one. That's a rabbi's teaching that no, it's exactly like Shmuel's halacha, even though that has different functions, that does not make a problem, and by making a chazaka on one, you would acquire the other one. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on this theme of this parak, when someone sells something without specifying what's included, so what is included in that sale? So says the Mishnah, HaMoicher Beis Habad, if someone sells the house where the olive press is inside of it. Now that house was designated specifically for the purpose of pressing olives. So when he sells the olive press house, what's included in the sale? So says the Mishnah, so Machra Sayam, so he has sold the pool, which the Gemara explains that's the press itself, as the Gemara is going to explain. Now, Rashbam explains that all these things that the Mishnah says are included in the sale of the olive press house are things that are permanently there. The other ones, which are not sold with it, are things that are part of the Beis Abad, but they're movable. As we said on the Samachay Mad Aleph, regarding a house, when you sell it, what's included? So he said the Machtesh is Kavua, the mortar that's permanent is sold with it, but not the things that are movable. So too here is the same criterion. So included in the sale is the pool, which is permanently there in the Beis Abad, Besamamal, so too the crusher, Besam Sulais, and the virgins, which the maidens, which the Gemara is going to explain what exactly these items are. They're just terminologies used for parts of the pressing of the olives, but these things are all permanently there, therefore they're included in the sale. Aval loy mocha es avirim, but not included in the sale are the boards, which these are movable, vesagalgal and the wheel, vesakaira and the beam. That since these are movable, therefore they're not included in the sale, and the Gemara will explain what exactly are these parts of the Beis Abad. Now, but says the Mishnah, Bizman Sha'am Alebu, when the seller says to the buyer, who I'm selling you the house of the olive press, V'chol Masha B'toicha, whatever is inside of it that I'm selling to you, then says the Mishnah, Rekula Mechurin, then they're all going to be included in the sale. Now, meaning these things that we said in the Mishnah, that although they're movable, but again, there are things that, so therefore they're not usually included in the sale, but when you say whatever's inside of it, since they're necessary ingredients for the olive press, therefore they're included in the sale of the Beis Abad. But other utilities that are just happen to be there in the olive press that are just kept there for storage, those things would not be included in the sale of the Beis Abad, even if he says, kol masha b'teicher. When he says, kol masha b'teicher, it doesn't mean literally whatever's inside, I mean whatever's inside for the functionality of the Beis Abad, even though it's movable. Now, Rabbi Yezal Emer, he says, HaMoicher Beis Abad, if someone sells an olive press, so then the house of the olive press, then Mocher Esakaira, he disagrees with the Tanakhama. He says that even one of the items which is movable, and the Tanakhama says not included, he holds is included, which that's the beam, which as the Gemara will explain, because the primacy of the Beis Abad is that beam that's used to press the olives. He says, although that it's not permanent, but that is going to be included in the sale of the Beis Abad. Now the Gemara explains the terms that we mentioned in the Mishnah, some of them that are sold with the Beis Abad, some that are not. So when we said that the yam, the pool is sold with it, that refers to talafcha. Now literally the word talafcha actually is the Aramaic translation of adashim, of lentils. So the reason why it's a reference to the pool is because that pool was round like a lentil, which, and that's the term that's used elsewhere in the Brisim stuff, but the Zohar to refer to this pool which is used to where the actual olives are pressed. Mamel, the crusher, which is included in the sale of the Beis Abad. Amar Abba Bar Mamel, it's mafrachta, it's a crusher. And what that is that it's a hollow rock, which they would put in it wood, which that's what they would use to crush the olives in the Beis Abad, meaning in the house of the olive press, which was done before, which is similar to a machteshes, to a mortar. First they would crush it, and then afterwards they would press it. So that is permanent there in the Beis Abad, therefore that's included in the sale. Besulois, the maidens, on Rabbi Yechanan, what does that refer to? It's klunase shel erez. It's these poles of cedar, which are knocked in at the edges of the press from either side of where the beam is. And they would make holes on the top of these boards or beams on either side, and they would put a briach, which is some type of a board, going from either side of these two boards. So that would ultimately make like a ches out of that. And the reason why they would have these boards is shemamidim behen esakayr, because that's actually how they would hold the beam, which was on this briach, which was this board between the poles of cedar wood on either side, because that's how they would then have this thing going through to press the olives on the bottom. So these items were all included in the sale of the Beis Abad. They're permanently there. But these next items that are not permanent, they're movable, they're generally not included in the sale of the Beis Abad. Avirim, what are they? They're kavshe. These are boards that were put on the olives in the olive press, which is when they would, when the kaira, when the board, which is this beam that would be used to press the olives, it wouldn't press directly on the olives. There would be boards on the olives, then this board, the kaira, would be pushing down on those boards. So since they're movable, they're not included in the sale. Galgil is also something that's movable. It will literally mean, say, the wheel. It refers to chamarta, it's the screw, which is what they would turn, they would use that to turn the beam, which was on the bottom of that screw, to make it come up and down. So the beam, which was the kaira, the primary thing that squeezed that pressed the olives, was this type of a board. But then how to go up and down, because the more tighter to get squeezed out more and more, would be moved by this screw, which is called this galgal, this wheel. Since that's movable, that wasn't included in the sale. And finally, kaira, which was this machlekes Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer, that when they use that term in our Mishnah, that refers to kaira, meaning literally like its word, meaning even in Babel they call it, in its translation, is the same word of the beam, which again is this primary board that's used to press down the olives. Tanabon, when the Braisa continuing on this halacha of our Mishnah, if someone sells the house of the olive press, so mochre es nisarim. So included in the sale are the boards. Now, Rashbam says these boards are not referred to what we said are these kavshei, which were in our Mishnah called the avirim, because then actually that would be difficult on our Mishnah, because our Mishnah taught that that's not included in the sale of the Beis Abad. And here the Bryce is teaching us that it is included in the sale of the Beis Abad. Rather, he says that these like boards which are put around the olives when they're in the actual Beis Abad, and the reason why they're there is so that that nothing should fly in either direction. So you have these boards which were heavy around the beam that kept it in its place. Now, Rashbam explains that the reason for this halacha is since they were attached and they're permanently there forever, that's why they're included in the sale of the Beis Abad. So to include in the sale of the Beis Abad are Ve'es HaYakovim, which this is like this yam that we said in the Mishnah, this pool which is carved out and it's made like a yakev, like a vat, that's from the primary permanent things included in the sale of the Beis Abad. And Ve'es HaMafreches, which that's what we said in the Mishnah, which the term of the mammal, the crusher, which we explained that that's mafrachta, that's also a permanent structure of the Beis Abad. So to Ve'eserichayim hatachtoines, the bottom part of the mill, which that's a permanent thing which they use to crush the olives, because as we explained, there's really three stages that are done in the pressing of the olives. First, they would crush it in a mortar. That's what we said is this mafrachas, this mammal. Then they would grind it in a richayim, in a mill. And then they would go ahead and press it in the Beis Abad. As the Gemara Menachas, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph explains these three stages, and therefore that's why this is also included in the sale. The Beis Abad is a permanent structure there in the Beis Abad. Abuloi Hol Yoina, but not the upper part of the mill. That upper part is something that's movable, and therefore it's not included in the sale of the Beis Abad. Now, it says the Braisa, Bizman Sha'amalai Huva Chomash Abatech, when he says, I'm selling you the Beis Abad and whatever is inside of it, Hare Kula Mukhurin, then all movable items that are intrinsic for the Beis Abad, although they're movable, are included then in the sale of the Beis Abad. Now, but says the Braisa, Benkech HaBenkech, whether he says Chomash Abatech or if he doesn't, still, Loi Mokher, it's not going to be included in the sale, Loi Es HaVirim, not these boards that are put into the actual olive press, where the board pushes down on those boards, where they're not considered intrinsic for the olive press itself. V'loyes sakin, v'loyes amartzufin, which both of these are sackcloths that are used to carry the olives to the olive press. It's just that the martzufin are made out of leather and the sakin are made out of goat's ear. Now again, whatever is movable and not intrinsic for the olive press itself is not going to be included in the sale of the Beis Abad. He says, if someone sells the olive press, like he said in the Mishnah, he will be selling the beam, because although it's movable, the whole reference, the whole designation of the Beis Abad is only based on the kaira, which is the primary function of the Beis Abad, which presses down the olives. So although it's a movable item, he holds that that is always going to be included in the stomach when you're just selling Beis Abad, that will include the kaira too. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, continuing on this theme regarding selling an unspecified item. Where in this case of the Mishnah is HaMichr Es HaMerchet. If someone sells a bathhouse, which this is a house which is used for bathing, and now there's actually three different rooms, one within the other, as the Gemara explains in the beginning of the Shabbos of Yudim and Aleph, where the inner room is the room used for bathing, the outermost room is the room when people walk in and they're fully clothed, the middle room is where they actually are in stages of undress. And that's actually in the Tosefta, it learned explicitly that when someone sells a bathhouse, he sells both the inner rooms and the outer rooms. That's the merchatz itself. Now, when you're selling the merchatz itself, it says the Mishnah, loy mocher es hanesarim. That does not include, the sale will not include the boards, which are put on top of the ground of the bathhouse itself, which is where the bathers would stand. And the reason for that is because that's how they would heat up the bathhouse with the water. Underneath would be a fire, so that they could step on the ground and not be burned from the heat that's on the bottom. Or, alternately, Rashbam says it's a board that they would use that their feet shouldn't get dirty. But again, since these boards are movable, so they're not included in the sale of the merchatz. And neither is included in the sale of es hasafalin, which these are the basins that are used to put these barrels that are used to put water in it for bathing purposes. And again, they're movable. And ves habaloniyos, which literally means to say the bathhouse attendants, what actually the girsa of the Rashbam is Vilois, which is this type of a curtain opposite the entryway, or Rashbam gives it his own interpretation, which is this garment that the bathers use to dry themselves off with some type of a robe, which is aluntis, or bath towels. These are movable items that are not included in the sale of the merchatz. But, says the Mishnah, when he says, I'm selling you the bathhouse and whatever is inside of it, then they're all included in the sale. But, says the Mishnah, whether he says whatever is inside of it or if he doesn't, what will not be included in the sale is loyas amagurish lamayim, not these pools of water which are used to draw the water to the bathhouse, and neither the storehouses of the firewood, which is used to heat up the bathhouse, they're not included in the sale. Now, the reason for that is because these utilities are not designated solely for the bathhouse itself, like all those previous items. Therefore, they're not called what's called mani tashmishta. They're not the kelim used specifically for the bathhouse. Rather, they're the bathhouse owner's own private, where he uses it even for his own private usage. Because when he bought the bathhouse, he intended to go ahead and also use the firewood to heat up his house and to use to bake and to cook and use the water for his own private functions. Therefore, it's like the halacha of chita and sari, which is barley and wheat, which you just happen to have, where that's not included, even when you say kol ma'asha b'teicha, that does not include these items of like wheat and barley and these magur shalmayim, the oitzit shal eitzim. Now, the Gemara continues elaborating the halacha of our Mishnah, turn about and went. So if someone sells a bathhouse, so macher es beis hanisaron. So including the sale is the room, which is where they store the boards after the bathing. We said the boards are not included, as we'll see actually in the brisa itself, as we said in the Mishnah. The boards, since they're movable, are not included. But the room, which is attached to the bathhouse, which is where they store the boards, that is included in the sale of the bathhouse. So to ve es beis hayikamen, which is the room where they store the kerchief, which they would use to wrap over their heads because of the heat of the bathhouse, all these rooms are attached to the Beis HaMerchatz, and therefore they're included in the sale of the bathhouse. So to this Beis HaSafalim, the room where they would store these containers, which are used for the water to bathe themselves, this Beis HaBilois, and it's also the room where they would store, again, either these towels or these curtains, Aval, so although the rooms are included in the sale, Avaloyas Nasar and Atzman, but the boards themselves, since they're movable, are not included in the sale of the bathhouse. Veloyakom and Atzman, neither are the kerchiefs themselves included in the sale. Veloyasafol and Atzman, neither are these containers included in the sale. And Veloyas Atzman, neither are the curtains or these towels included in the sale of the bathhouse. But says the Bryce, when the seller says to the buyer, I'm selling you it and whatever's inside of it, then and then they're all included in the sale. But either way, even if you say or not, what's not going to be included in the sale is, which are the pools of water which are used to provide the water for the bathhouse. And this halacha applies that's not included in the sale, bain, whether as we continue to talk about samachesim and aleph, b'meisa chama, even if it's in the summer months, which then there's very little water. And then we would have thought that it would be secondary to the bathhouse, and you would have to, its primary function would be for the bathhouse and would be included. Doesn't make a difference. Or b'meisa chama, whether in the winter months, that's not going to be included in the sale of the beis hamerchatz, even if you say komasha b'toicha. And v'loi beis kinyasa eitzim, neither is the room which is used to gather the firewood, because just like the firewood itself is not specifically designated for the bathhouse itself, so to the room which is used to store it is also not considered a tashmish of the merchatz so much, and therefore that would not be included in the sale of the bathhouse, even if you say komasha b'taychei. But if he tells him, I'm selling you beis hamerchatz, the bathhouse, v'chol tashmishav ani meichelach, and all the utilities that function to serve the bathhouse I'm selling you, then says the b'raisa kulam mechurin, then they're all going to be included in the sale, because this extra words that he's using is coming to include the pool and the storehouse of the firewood, which they are utilities, at least on some level, for the bathhouse, as the Gemara will explain later on, that what we're talking about over here is when he wrote on the deed the boundaries of the bathhouse that he's selling him, he made the outer boundaries, which in those areas include these base kinyos ha'etzim and the place of the brechas ha'mayim are included in those dimensions. So since he's adding these extra words and the dimensions he's writing includes these areas, then it will include those items, even though we said that generally, even if we say kol ma'asha b'teicha is not included, in that case, that will include also the brechas of the mayim and the base kinyos ha'etzim that are at least on some level, part of the bathhouse.